You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, an in-studio exclusive. Will she be the next mayor of New York City? Nicole Malliotakis, assembly member off of the big omnibus vote, is in our studio. We're ready to go. It's Kevin McCullough.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to talk about on the immigration front. The MTA mess. What is the mayor not doing that he should be doing? That list is long. Plus, how do we help address the homeless problem in the city? Nicole Malliotakis joins me now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
She got into the race late. But, man, has she made up for it. Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis serving the great boroughs of Staten Island and Brooklyn in the State Assembly. Welcome to the Kevin McCullough Studio. We're so glad to have you.
Great to be with you, Kevin. It's nice to be in studio with you for a change.
Well, you're always on the trail, and I always admire that because you're constantly, between carrying out your duties as an elected State Assembly person, you're out meeting with people constantly. And how many hours a day are you working? Are you getting any sleep right now?
Well, I'll tell you, my laundry is definitely piling up, and I haven't been to the dry cleaners in a while. So, look, it's great to be out there meeting New Yorkers. It's been difficult because I've been in Albany, but now that session's over, I am here, and I'm running around the city meeting as many people as possible, and the response has been excellent. I'm really excited.
What will your big plans for the holiday be? How are you going to celebrate Independence Day?
I'm going to be standing outside one of the local supermarkets, probably, meeting voters. You know what? There's a lot of good events coming up, actually. There's probably a couple parades that I will be at and maybe a picnic or two.
Nicole4Mayor2017.com to find out the schedule.
Yeah, please go visit my website just to learn more about me. And it's really exciting to be in this race now going head to head with Mayor de Blasio because New Yorkers need someone who's going to hold this mayor accountable. I mean, everything that he touches seems to become a disaster. And if you look at just the lack of leadership when it comes to homelessness, when it comes to traffic, when it comes to transportation and our transit system, which is a nightmare, he just seems to turn a blind eye. He doesn't want to address these issues. And it just there's just no resolution after 3.5 years. In fact, things have gotten worse despite him increasing spending 22%.
Yeah. We've got a lot to talk about along those lines. But let me back up just a second, because you just came back from the Capitol and there was a big omnibus measure that went through and it kind of took care of things, supposedly, quote unquote, for the next several months. How did you feel about that bill? And as an assembly person representing your constituents, does it serve them well? What's your position on it?
Well, you know, I hate when they put together these omnibus bills because they're always trying to sneak things in there. So, of course, they had to name the new Tappan Zee Bridge after former Governor Mario Cuomo. They snuck in a couple of tax credits for Lower Manhattan. The bottom line is that the bill extends mayoral control, which was very much needed. Not because this mayor is doing a good job with it, because he's certainly not. But we don't want to go back to the old school board system. I believe that, I'm going to be mayor in January,
right.
So we're going to really fix things. This mayor, what I had said was we really shouldn't be extending mayoral control unless we're putting some reforms and some oversight. Because the reality is we spend more per pupil than any other state in the nation, and New York City spends more per pupil than any other municipality in the nation. New York State gives New York City about $9 billion, and there's no real reporting to say, hey, where are you spending this money? And what we see is a lot of the bureaucracy at the top levels of the DOE is where the money's being spent. It's not getting trickled down to the classroom. I actually have teachers who come to visit me in Albany and talk about how they have to pay for their own supplies. Students aren't getting the most modern textbooks. Sometimes they have to share textbooks. Some schools don't have computer labs. Some children are still being taught in trailers in this city. And so we're not seeing that the money's being properly utilized. As you know, $40 million went to high-priced consultants when it came to his renewal schools program, which he put in effect to try to save some failing schools. We're not getting results.
And what has happened from that $40 million? What's the sum total of the outcome?
Well, the $40 million is we got these high price consultants and not the results that you would expect.
Right.
It's actually over $700 million that has been spent on this renewal schools program, with $40 million going to these high price consultants that happen to be friends of the chancellor. But the bottom line is, you know, they may be graduating more people or more students, but those students are not college ready. And that's really what the metric should be about. Are they graduating and being college ready? Are they spending their first two years trying to catch up because the system has failed them? And I think, you know, this mayor has shown that he does not support school's choice. He does not support lifting the cap on or having more charter schools in the city. He doesn't support the tax credit that we have been pushing for in Albany to get donors to fund scholarship programs for our private and parochial schools so they can survive, because so many of them, including some in my district, have closed recently because they're not getting enrollment because the parents can't afford the tuition. We need to help those tuitions to be paid for, and I think that the proposal that we had in Albany, which he's been opposed to, would help do that. And the bottom line is, look, when our parochial, our private, our charter schools survive, that's a good thing. It's a good thing because the public school is so overcrowded.
I was about to say, in a system that's as busting at the seams as the New York public schools, it's almost a necessity. Now, I've been in a lot of other metro areas where school districts have had varying degrees of success with educational options. But one thing I have seen across the board is that urban families, when they are given the chance to speak on charter schools and on even vouchers for alternative education, they overwhelmingly, across all racial barriers, usually support that, because they know at the end of the day, it's about that kid getting the best education that he can get. And if they have a better option than a failing school that just happens to be in their neighborhood, parents will 9 times out of 10 take that.
Yeah, and it's really unacceptable that we have failing schools to begin with. We should be looking at perhaps if the children in that particular school, number one, resources should be equitable. If the children in that particular school need more help, maybe these schools need to be closed and made smaller to get more individualized attention, but making sure that they're getting the same degree of teachers, that all the schools get. I mean, we have to look at all the metrics and see what's working and what's not working. And I fear with this mayor, what we see is just more money being thrown at a problem, never looking at metrics. What can be, we should be eliminating, revamping, reforming. It's always just throw more money at it and hope things change. And that's sort of the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing and not getting results.
When you see some of the very colorful pictures of this mayor, and there was one that was more pronounced this week of him running away from reporters when his own city residents are, you know, crawling through subway spaces trying to get to fresh air. Do you think that deep down in his heart he really wants to be mayor? It seems to me he has done more to avoid actually doing the job than anybody I've ever seen in elective office.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm in this race, because someone needs to hold him accountable for New Yorkers. He has shown a complete lack of leadership. He is mismanaging the city. As I mentioned, everything he touches or every department is a disaster. When you look at the commissioners that are leaving left and right, because there's just no direction from the top.
Right.
And I feel that what we saw the other day was probably the worst thing I saw happen with this mayor. I mean, the unbelievable arrogance or just lack of leadership to say that this was a train derailment in your city. 34 of your citizens were injured, and you don't report to the scene. You don't issue even a statement to hoping for a speedy recovery for those injured. Reporters try to ask you questions later in the day, and you just ignore them and just walk away.
And your rationale behind that action is, well, it's the governor's fault because the MTA is broken, so I'm going to just let him deal with the fallout.
I'm not going to do
anything. Wait a minute. They're your citizens. They live in your city.
Yeah.
They're crawling through your subway tunnels.
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a subway system in your city. You have 4 appointees to the MTA board who, by the way, rubber stamped the capital plan. They didn't say, hey, no, we got to improve in the subway signals that are decades beyond their lifespan and their World War II. Going back to World War II.
Yeah.
That's why there's 70,000 delays on the train, interruptions, delays. Now, I don't understand how he can't, why he's not picking up the phone and calling the governor. If I was mayor right now, I'd be on the phone with the governor and Joe Lota saying, hey, this affects all our constituents. We need to work together. I'm willing to put more money in the capital plan. let's see how much it costs, and let's come to a resolution to move this process, because this is going to be a very long process to upgrade these subway signals, and it needs to get started now.
Friends, if you want to have a different direction for your city, you have to take a different direction for the people that run it. And what Nicole is explaining here at the Kevin McCullough microphone is that she's willing to serve you. She's willing to go to work for you. She's willing to defend you. And if you believe that that is important, you need to go to our website, NicoleForMayor2017.com. You need to donate to the campaign. You need to get involved. You need to walk neighborhoods. You need to talk to neighbors. You need to do those things that are going to help you change the city. Because if you do the same thing again and you elect someone who has shown total incompetence from the beginning of his days in the mayor's office, and you vote that guy back in office, things are not going to improve. And with Nicole Malliotakis, you have a 1,000% chance of taking this place to a completely different reality. And that's what I think people want. We're coming right back in studio. Mayoral candidate and GOP presumptive nominee for the mayor's office of New York City, Nicole Malliotakis, assembly member from Staten Island in Brooklyn. And we continue momentarily on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THEDIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Never been to Israel? No problem. It's coming to you. Hear Mekedem perform their unique brand of Middle Eastern music and be transported to the hip cafe scene of Tel Aviv right here in New York City. Saturday, July 8th at 7:30 at 2 West 64th Street in Manhattan near Central Park West. Enjoy these modern-day psalmists bring their Hebrew scriptures to life through their dynamic rhythms and vocals. The concert is free and is a great outreach opportunity for young believers to invite their unbelieving Jewish friends. For your free Mekedem concert tickets, register at chosenpeople.com. That's chosenpeople.com for your tickets and more information. The first 200 people to register online will be guaranteed front row seats. Be musically transported to Tel Aviv for one night with the music of Mekedem, Saturday, July 8th. Visit chosenpeople.com for your free tickets and information. That's chosenpeople.com.
After 31 years, professional boxing returns to the Coliseum on July 15th with PBC on Fox. See former world champions Omar Figueroa and Robert Guerrero in the headline bout on opening night of Brooklyn Boxing on Long Island. Marcus Brown faces Long Island's own Shoni Monahan in a meeting of unbeaten contenders, plus a powerful heavyweight brawl between Artur Spilka and Adam Kownacki. Premier Boxing Champions presents Omar Figueroa versus Robert Guerrero, Saturday, July 15th at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-347-6435. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-347-6435. 800-347-6435. That's 800-347-6435.
You need a professional website quickly with no drama? Call the great people at BizTourage. They're experts in small business websites and will deliver a great website at a low cost with no headaches. BizTourage.com gives you personal attention, a website that wows your customers, and with no headaches. They make it easy. Get your BizTourage website today. Call 888-461-4348 or visit BizTourage.com. That's 888-461-4348 or at BizTourage.com. BizTourage, because every small business deserves an entourage. Call today.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. Call 844-760-TRADE. 844-760-TRADE or text the word trade to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
The mayor's race, it falls in an odd year because, you know, you deal with the presidency and then the next year you get to elect the mayor. And that's the way it is in New York. And I think it's actually beneficial because you get to examine up close and personal the behavior of the man that's in office. And you get to choose from your options that are sitting on the table around you going, well, what are we going to pick from if we don't pick him? Friends, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to say that you could do better if you put almost anybody in office other than the guy that's there now. But if you had your choice, my choice would be, and I said this yesterday publicly in the issuing of a letter to my guest, that I heartily endorse her campaign for mayor because of those that have stepped foot forward and said, I want to serve. She's the one that I believe has the plans and the solutions that are going to change our city's outcome. And if you want to support that, you go to NicoleForMayor2017.com, NicoleForMayor2017.com. Give a gift, volunteer, get involved, get the newsletter, start figuring out when she's going to be in your area. Bring your friends to listen to the ideas that she has and see if we cannot make a difference in the greatest city on earth. And Nicole, again, it's good to have you. Yesterday at this very time slot, I was speaking with 2 deputy commissioners of Rikers Island that have been fired. They are launching a lawsuit against the corrections department and the mayor's office. The rationale is that as highly recruited experts in their field, that Dr. Taylor and Dr. Tanal were brought into Rikers to examine the problems and then to say, here's a series of solutions that we recommend putting forward. When those solutions did not fit the politically correct sanitization of the numbers of violence in Rikers Island at the mayor's office, they were dismissed. When they began to say that doesn't match what we turned in our reports, they were told to sit down and be quiet and go away. This is typical of the problem that is facing the dysfunction that is New York City. But your thoughts both on that level of corruption where they are saying we're going to actually alter facts and sanitize realities to make the New York citizens believe that things are different than they are, but also the willingness to just fire people that are not allowed to tell the truth when it runs up against the mayor's version of events. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, it's interesting because they always try to pass pieces of legislation that protect whistleblowers. And here you have a situation where they're saying things should be changed and they're not only being ignored, but being dismissed. I believe that what we see also from this mayor is that he only talks about the statistics he wants to talk about. So he's saying crime is low. Well, yes, murder has remained flat. But if you look at crimes like rape and misdemeanor and felony sex crimes, if you look at assault, if you look at grand larceny, if you look at human trafficking and you know, you see a sharp rise in some of these crimes. Mm. Actually, all the ones I've mentioned have all gone up under his watch. He only talks about the crimes he wants to talk about. And I think it's a direct result of him tying the hands of the NYPD, not allowing them to do their job. It is to do with a sanctuary policy that protects individuals who are committing crimes against other immigrants and citizens. I was doing a little research on this, and you know, crimes like sex abuse, forcible touching, patronizing a child for prostitution, grand larceny, identity theft, welfare fraud. These are all crimes in which the mayor has tied the hands of our law enforcement. Hmm. And that is extremely problematic. They've actually let people who've committed sex abuse go back on the street, and then federal authorities have to come and find them. You know, these are crimes in which the mayor has said aren't serious enough to warrant complying with federal authorities. And I believe that this needs to be made front and center in the campaign. I brought it up at the hearings in Albany when he came to testify for the state budget. And I asked him, why are those crimes not on the list? I think they're serious crimes. I think, you know, most victims of those crimes would think they're serious crimes. I think most people, whether they're, you know, whoever they are in New York, regardless of party, will think that they are serious crimes. But the idea that this mayor is saying that we shouldn't be complying with federal authorities for individuals that commit those crimes is unbelievable. We've always had a sanctuary policy in the city going back to Ed Koch. No one's ever said anything. Never one's ever bothered by it. But when this mayor has now come in and saying that, you know, we're only going to comply with murder, rape, and a handful of other crimes, you're leaving out a lot of other crimes. And when I've asked the mayor this question, he says, well, we'll have the, you know, our lawyers look at it, and maybe there should be some more crimes added.
Never did anything.
And since then, media has asked him, and he still says, well, our lawyers are looking at it. Here we are 6 months later, his lawyers are still looking at it, and they haven't added any of the crimes that I've mentioned. And I think that's very problematic. And I think if you were to poll most New Yorkers and they realize that that's what the sanctuary city policy includes, they would be very opposed to it. I think people are okay with going back to what was the case, going back to all the policy for every mayor, back to Ed Koch, where city agencies don't ask individuals their status if they come forward, let's say, to report a crime. But taking it to this whole new level, I think, is very problematic. And, you know, coincidentally, sex abuse, identity theft, grand larceny, those crimes have actually increased in this city under this mayor. So it's a shame that he finds those crimes not to be serious.
Crime, just one of the areas that Nicole Malliotakis is distinguishing herself from her Democratic opponent. It's going to come down to the Democrat and the Republican, friend. You have an opportunity to make a difference. Go to NicoleForMayor2017.com. Get to know Assemblymember Malliotakis better. Give a donation to her campaign and get involved. NicoleForMayor2017.com. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, everyone. Today's Sabal Meat Products trivia question is ready to go. And one lucky winner is going to get a whole basket full of Sabal Meat Products if they can send us the correct answer online at am570themission.com. This week's question is, what are the four main categories of products that Sabal carries? You can answer this question on am570themission.com and get more information from sabalmeats.com. And don't worry, if you missed the question today, you can always find the question online when you enter to win at am570themission.com.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Now, instead of our usual morning report, I'd like to talk about what we should be doing to celebrate our 25th anniversary. You've all been doing great work, and I'd really like to give back and treat everyone to a killer party. Any ideas?
How about we all go bowling?
Anyone else?
A company picnic?
Ooh. Gotta do better than that, people.
I know, let's get a yacht and cruise around Manhattan and party all night.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, but where can we get a yacht?
Just call Franz Touch of Class at 212-385-9400 and charter the Atlantis. Three decks, dance floor, state-of-the-art sound system, spotless restrooms, and the food and service is great. In fact, my niece's reception was there and it was unforgettable.
Franz Touch of Class?
Fran will take care of everything. Just call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franztouchofclass.com.
212-385-9400 or events@franztouchofclass.com. All right, people, let's make this happen.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I've been on vitamins. I've been on all kinds of supplements, but nothing has come close to your product. The difference between before I started the product and afterwards is like night and day. I do have more energy, and that was what I really was after. I get all these benefits. It's wonderful. I had no energy at all, and I thought, how can I live this way? I do one little chore, and then I have to sit and rest. And I find that I get through the day pretty well, and I really have more energy. I look in the mirror, and I say, I think I feel more alive. I think I look more alive.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a couple of months ago, there were four candidates for the GOP nomination for mayor. There is now a presumptive nominee. Nicole Malliotakis, assembly member from Staten Island, also represents some constituency in Brooklyn and has been busy fighting the good fight in Albany, trying to keep her constituents well represented. And now she's asking for the opportunity to serve and represent the entirety of New York City. And we're just honored that she took time out of her busy schedule to come in, even on a holiday weekend, and to spend time with us. And Nicole, I've been telling people to go to the website, NicoleForMayor2017.com, NicoleForMayor2017.com. But people need to keep in mind two things. There's a fundraising kind of landmark that's important on July 11th. I'll ask you to explain what that's about. And then there's also a really unique matching fund opportunity that will help you if people get involved right now.
Yeah, well, the mayor is in the city's matching fund program, which matches contributions 6-1. And so now I have to be in the program so I can compete with him. And basically, to qualify for that program, I need to raise $250,000 of contributions of $175 or less. So that means any contribution of $10 or more would be matchable once I reach that threshold of $250,000. And so what we're asking for is between now and July 11th, anyone who would be willing to make a donation, you can donate up to $4,950, and we would be very happy to take that contribution. But what we really also very much need are contributions of $175 or less from New York City residents. So if people are willing to do that and go to my website, NicoleForMayor2017.com, that would be really helpful. And on my website, they could just read my homeless plan that came out yesterday. I put out a detailed plan. It was one of my first that I'm rolling out. They could see my other positions on where I stand on various issues. And they could also just read a little bit about me and how and my time during my time as a member representing Staten Island and Brooklyn in the New York State Assembly.
Let's talk about that just for a second longer, because I want people to understand the 175 or less, that encourages a lot more people to get involved in the process. And 250,000 is what you need to get. And then beyond that, the matching funds will begin to come in. Is that what you're saying? 6-1.
Yeah, I get every contribution of 175 or less from a New York City resident is matchable.
All right.
So if somebody gives me $1,000, 175 of that will go towards the matching fund. So that's why it's a little hard to obtain that 250 made up of those contributions, because they're small contributions.
Right.
So you need a lot of people to contribute.
But
we're well on our way.
It takes 142 people giving 175 to make that. So there's easily enough people listening to this show, listening to this segment to make that up. So, friends, if you you want a different direction for your city, there are practical steps you have to take. One is you have to vote, but beyond that, you have to get involved, and you have to support those that share your vision and share your values and believe that you'll go in a different direction. And Nicole Malliotakis is the person that I've endorsed because I believe she has the best solutions for New York City. Now, back to the homeless issue. Nicole, this is her first time in studio with us. I don't know if when you came up to our studio here at 111, if you had to step over any homeless people, but on a regular basis, as I'm coming in from the subway, there will be several camped out along the sidewalk, and it's gotten worse since the mayor came into office. And I didn't see that in years past because I felt like the city took a different approach to those people in a more caring way. Where do you come down on the mayor's liberation of the homeless population as opposed to caring for them?
Yeah. So yesterday we unveiled our 15-point plan, and really it is more just of a proactive approach to help people. Number one, get resources for their underlying issue. If it's mental illness, if it's substance abuse, if it's domestic violence, if it's they need vocational training to give themselves a skill, I believe that's one thing we should truly be investing in is vocational training, give people more opportunities to gain a skill, to get a career that could support themselves and their family. But also just being proactive about trying to transition people out of the shelter system. They're just not being proactive about it, and they're not also doing outreach. We should be doing more outreach. In fact, they've told the NYPD to not approach homeless people, where I believe we should engage them. We should be engaging them and finding out what their underlying issue is and getting them help. It's terrible that he says he cares about poor people, and then there's homeless New Yorkers sleeping in the streets and the subways underneath expressways, and he's not doing anything about it. So if you go to my website, I have my 15-point plan there. It deals with vocational training is a huge thing. We have people in the homeless shelter on a waiting list to obtain some type of vocational educational training. These are people who want to work, are able to work. They want to get the education to improve themselves, to support themselves and their family, and they're being stuck in a shelter system because they're not expanding programs like that. It also has to do with looking at NYCHA, available units, individuals who perhaps have children that moved out. Maybe that couple then can go to a smaller unit to open up that unit for a family. So I think there's various things that are in my report that are not being done now, and the few that are sort of being done now are being done much differently and not as aggressively. And I think that it's a shame, and it's really sad that we have a mayor who has increased spending by 50% on homeless services, and the population has gone up as a result. That's the biggest concern I have about this mayor, is that we are spending more money. Property tax levy up 28%. He's spending up 22%, and we're not getting results. Everything is getting worse.
And even this morning, he had the opportunity to put some money into the MTA. And he chose not to. And the governor promised him 2-1 on the match. Nicole, we're out of time, but thank you for being here. Thanks for coming all the way in to see
us.
It's NicoleForMayor2017.com. NicoleForMayor2017.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government under certain circumstances to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Hey guys, it's Tim Lucas, lead pastor of Liquid Church, and I want to personally invite you to Collide Summit 2017. Join me September 15th and 16th in Parsippany, New Jersey. You're going to hear from amazing leaders like Mark Batterson, Ann Voskamp, and John Gray, plus world-class music by Elevation Worship. Whether you're a pastor or up-and-coming world changer, you won't want to miss Collide Summit. Get tickets at collidesummit.com. That's C-O-L-L-Y-D-E summit.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
If you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back, and let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. AM 570, the Mission, wants you to tell us why your spouse deserves to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000 from Lord's Diamonds. The drawing will be held July 28th on Kevin McCullough Radio. Call 800-345-WMCA to enter now or by going to AM570TheMission.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Rosen, the host of Garden Sense. Japanese beetles are out in the mid-Atlantic, and they will be present more north within a few weeks. Do not use Japanese beetle traps. The traps can attract more beetles. To control Japanese beetles, spray the beetles with Bonite 8. To prevent Japanese beetles on your plants, drench them with annual tree and shrub insect control 1 month before Japanese beetle season.
Garden Sense Radio, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 570, The Mission, WMCA.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
All right, pretty incredible stuff. Linda Sarsour, the voice that you're hearing there, and of course, she was the featured commencement speaker at the City University of New York this spring when they had the commencement, and she was asked to come, and a lot of us spoke up and said, no, we don't think it's such a good idea that you do that. The mayor and the city of New York ignored those voices that had concern. But that controversial Muslim activist, Linda Sarsour, giving a fiery speech last weekend to Muslim Americans in Chicago at a North American Islamic conference, said very clearly that it is not important for the Muslim community to assimilate to America. Now, this is where I have a problem with this. See, to me, it seems very simple. If you come here, you agree to be one of us. You don't agree to be one of whatever you were there at the exclusion of being us. If you can come here and be yourself and still be one of us, then that's all good. But if you come here and say, no, I got to be who I was over there, that's a problem to me. Meaning, if you only recognize, for instance, Sharia law as the ultimate law, then you should not be an American. You should have your American citizenship taken away. If you believe that Sharia law is the only law that you follow, you should not be allowed to be an American citizen. Quote me on that. Put it in print. Stick it in the newspaper. I don't care who sees it. If you're not willing to abide by the Constitution of the United States, which, by the way, all of the other major world religions can accommodate, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, it doesn't matter. If you're any one of those other things, you can get along with what the Constitution of the United States says. But if you're a radical Islamic practitioner, you cannot abide by the Constitution. So you should not get to be an American, Linda Sarsour. What did she say? Her job is not to assimilate. It's astounding what she is attributing. And she made this speech to Muslim Americans on this last weekend. Cut 15.
When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged. This is not normal, sisters and brothers. Those people sitting in the most powerful seats in this country is not normal. So do not ever be those citizens that normalize this administration, because when the day comes that something horrific happens to us or to another community, you will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
To please Allah, a false god. And only Allah, the false god, the demon god. Yeah, let's talk about that, Linda Sarsour. Your only obligation is to please him. Not to abide by the Constitution of the United States, which all other world religions seem to have no conflict with. It's only because radical Muslims decide that Islam must be adhered to at the expense of everything else, that all of society should conform to the way the radical Islamist, the fundamentalist Islamist sees it. It's only because of that that we find ourselves at odds with you. But yet you say plainly and blatantly that that is exactly how it should be. Friends, I just want to make this one real clear observation to you, that what happened this last spring with the City University of New York, when this woman, the woman you just heard from, was asked to be the commencement speaker, we granted her a seal of approval. The mayor of New York said she is worth hearing. In fact, when he was asked, please do not have her as the City of New York's commencement speaker, he scoffed at those that objected to it. Friends, we cannot stand someone who says we will not assimilate to what it is to be an American to people that want to be Americans. That's just societal suicide, if you think clearly about it. That's just plain understanding that we are doing ourselves in. We may as well be putting the knife through our own heart to say to someone who has this view, yes, come and have influence and spread your poison to those that are listening at the commencement address. But the mayor of New York, the city council of New York, the city university of New York, none of them seem to have a problem with this. Oh, sure, there were some. People like Councilman Joe Borelli from Staten Island spoke up. Others spoke up. There were those that said, hey, this isn't a wise thing to do. But somehow our mayor did not see the wisdom in shutting down what should have been someone who should have never been invited to begin with. Because what she's saying in that statement I just played for you is that it is not their job to be a good citizen of our country. It's not a good thing to be a fellow peace-loving American sitting next to another peace-loving American. What she wants to do, what she insists that they do, is wage jihad against the administration and against this country, refuse to assimilate, and to say that they will go to war against everyone else for the sake of their Islamic belief to become predominant. Not tolerant, suffocatingly predominant. We can't accept that. So Linda Sarsour should be shamed. She should be excluded from public addresses at the City University of New York, not invited. And I hope I'm not the only one that understands the rationale of this thought. Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan. Because right now, they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
After 31 years, professional boxing returns to the Coliseum on July 15th with PBC on Fox. See former world champions Omar Figueroa and Robert Guerrero in the headline bout on opening night of Brooklyn Boxing on Long Island. Marcus Brown faces Long Island's own Shoni Monahan in a meeting of unbeaten contenders, plus a powerful heavyweight brawl between Artur Spilka and Adam Kownacki. Premier Boxing Champions presents Omar Figueroa versus Robert Guerrero, Saturday, July 15th at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. Call 844-760-TRADE. 844-760-TRADE or text the word trade to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have your Friday attention. And no matter where you are, if you are in New York Monday through Friday, please join us every weekday at 3 p.m. on AM 570, The Mission, and at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. And if you're in other parts of the country, you can check websites for streaming at TheBingeThinker.com. You can also get the download of the podcast at SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also join my social media, KMC or Kevin McCullough at Facebook. It's KMC01 is my official page, or on Twitter at KMC Radio. And glad to have you connect with us. It is always fun to connect with you, and I appreciate your insights as we go on. I was checking the editorial today, and it's odd. It's not odd, but it is odd. It's not unusual, but it is at least abnormal to see how the mainstream media still describes the things that this current president does. For instance, the speech he gave yesterday in Warsaw, which I played a number of highlights from yesterday, was largely acclaimed even by some of his longtime critics as worthy of praise. He took Russia to task for destabilizing some of the countries around them. He praised the Polish resistance during World War II as a model for cultures fighting the existential threats that they faced. But there were several outlets, the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, Salon, The Atlantic. They decried what he said, get this, as an ode to white nationalism, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant rhetoric.
The Washington Post said that Trump's white nationalist dog whistles in Warsaw touted Western accomplishments, and that they, you know, because he said we write symphonies. What on earth does that have to do with anything the Washington Post whined about? The Atlantic picked up where the Post left off. They said the racial and religious paranoia of Trump's Warsaw speech. Salon said Trump ripped a line from Europe's far-right playbook. The Week cast the address as a, quote, dark vision of America. You know, I'm sick of these people. There wasn't anything racist or white nationalist or in any way pejorative or prejudiced about what Donald Trump said yesterday. He said that we, as freedom-loving cultures in the West, will defeat the enemies that seek to enslave and change that reality. And I'm sorry, if you happen to be a radical Muslim terrorist and you don't like what he said, tough. But that doesn't make him a racist. And these press outlets should stop. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.